today we have this mentality that we need to amass a lot of wealth, properties, etc. Why? So that our generations to come can benefit. This is why we do it. So if we've got one property, we strive to get another one, then another one, then another one. And we think to ourselves, we've got four kids, five kids, each of them will have a house, they live with ease. So we think about what is better for our offspring, for our generations, after we die. But do we ever think, how will they benefit us after we die? And not many people think about this, that you need forms of ongoing charity after you've left this world. Because once you've left this world, you're not going to be able to do any good deed. The actions, the deeds have stopped. They've terminated now. But you need to have in place certain avenues, certain ways where you're still being rewarded after you've left the world and you're in your grave. So we need to think, are our children such that when we leave, we'll be rewarded because of them? Have we taught them the Quran? Have we taught them knowledge of the religion? Do they know the ahkamat of the deen? Will they please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger after I've left? If we have, then alhamdulillah, that's brilliant. But if we haven't, then we need to get a move on. Because death can come at any time. And where we are amassing a lot of properties, wealth for our children so they can benefit, we need to also equally give time and thought to what will benefit us by means of them after we leave and we go to our graves.